What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Listen, I listened to a call yesterday that talked about the Ukraine war and said that the caller said that this was basically a war of the basically the people who run the cabal of people who run the United States and most of the West versus it's sort of blood libel against the Russians. What he was talking about, the Jews have a Jones on for the Russians and have had for some time. And you guys had some back and forth, but I don't know how that's questionable, Mike. Look who did the coup in 2014.
Okay, well, again, as I told that caller, I'm not saying that Israel is not involved. I just think there are far more players.
Israel. I'm talking about the unquestioned supremacists, the people who run everything from the Federal Reserve to the media, to Hollywood, all the biggest donors in both parties, to BlackRock, to Vanguard, how many trillions of dollars under management are they that they hold, majority of stock, mm-hmm. and to deny or at least to not affirm that is going on. These are the people. I think I made the point several weeks ago that every people talk about the military industrial complex and their lobbying power, but they're owned. Every one of them is owned. Every one of those of the lobbying groups of those corporations reports to Larry Fink, mm-hmm. at BlackRock and Vanguard. But nevertheless, then we have George Soros financing it and doing his color revolution stuff, and then we have Victoria Nuland, and then we have the fact that it's been 800 years. It's been a polity. The Ukraine has been a polity of some kind, from Medici to whatever. But in those 800 years, the 1.9 or 2.1% of the population, which is Jewish, has never held office. And since 2014, the Nuland coup, it's been all Jews. And the cabinet, that caller was correct, is all Jews. The chief of staff is Jewish. The secretary of the equivalent secretary of defense is Jewish. The foreign minister is Jewish. Every one of them. It's never happened before. But since 2014, we had the chocolatier, another Jewish guy. And now we have, of course, Zelensky and his the guy who funded him, the oligarch, who Kolomorsky.
Yes.
And every one of these guys is. And then, of course, they're being supported by Blinken, another guy. And NATO, is just an adjunct of U.S. foreign policy. They can't cross the street without us, and a lot of them are being dragged to their own demise into this war because we dominate them so much. They're going against their own people's interest. As we've talked about before with the fuel and the Nord Stream pipeline and everything else, and to say that our foreign policy is completely dominated, as every war we've been in since the 70s has been coincidentally against Israel's enemy, Iraq. Yes. They want us to go to Iran, Yemen, Libya, Syria. Why are we in Syria? We're still there. And so it's these neocons who then moved NATO steadily eastward in this blood libel. That's right. They've got it in for Russia. And Victoria Nuland's come right out and said it. And here we are, and who's getting killed? Well, the 98% of the Ukrainian population who's non-Jewish, they're the ones getting killed. And that caller made a good point. All the other people have been allowed to immigrate to Israel. The Jewish Ukrainians have been allowed to immigrate to Israel. To say that this is not, and we're in this horrible, unquestioned war and it's run by the people who run every aspect of our society. It's almost impossible to look away, and to look away, Mike, is saying it's acquiescing to that. You know, to not confront that as it really is, it's an acquiescence, because we've got to know what we're dealing with here, and everybody's afraid of it. You know, all the people are afraid to come out about Kanye West and defend him, and Whoopi Goldberg, previous to that, any number of people who have had the temerity to say something about the power structure in the United States, only to be absolute, like Kanye West, $2 billion in 3 days. You know, I mean, You know, if we look away from that, Mike, we're fooling ourselves and we're betraying ourselves. Because that really is what we have to be, you know. And they've been milking this Ukrainian thing for corruption, billions,
yes,
with the FTX and everything else, and feeding it back into our political. It's a one big self-licking corruption of political and mostly Jewish-dominated corruption from the head of FTX.
That word mostly is the issue. I'm not saying that anything you're saying is untrue. My concern is that if we obsess on one group, okay, we may miss the other players in what's going on.
You're not a player here, Mike.
Well, I don't think it's as simple as just this one group.
Maybe one or two, and let's talk about it.
Well, okay, I'm going to have to admit that I can't think of any off the top of my head.
I can't either, Mike, and you're smarter than I am.
I'm going to have to look at that. I'm just concerned that we might miss something important. And the reason I do that is because when I was a kid in elementary school, all the propaganda was about, you know, watching out for communist subversion, communist penetration. We had the McCarthy hearings and all the rest of it, and our country is being subverted. And it was, but we were all tricked into looking in the wrong direction. And, you know, it wasn't Russia that was infiltrating and subverting our country. It was Israel. And so I want to be very cautious. I'm not challenging anything that you're saying. I'm just saying let's hold out the possibility that they have some allies and enablers what's that word for an assistant? Synonym. The synonym out there.
Yes.
Yeah, who may not themselves be Jewish, and we should keep an eye out for them.
Well, Mike, that's an interesting, you know, because the deep state's involved in this as well.
Yes.
Look who runs the deep state. Look who runs the State Department. And by the way, these guys want to be rich, too. All these guys want to be rich. The guys in government.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
They want to be rich. The guys want to be at power, but they're rich. It's a perfect marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all want to be rich. They know they're not going to go anywhere. If they don't go along with what's said, they're not going to get the talking. It's like Clapper. Or Comey, or what's his name, the guy that was head of the CIA, Brennan, you know, was a communist in the 70s. They're not going to get their talking head jobs, which they all have now, without in the media, and who owns the media. They're not going to get rich without that stuff. They know where the wind is blowing. But the point is, you have been, the reason why I came and became a really avid listener to you is because you were the guy. It was right after 2000, and it was right after 9/11, when there were only three or four guys, Mike, who had the brains and the balls to call it what we'll call 9/11 what it was, and the Israeli participation.
And the Israeli connection, yes.
Connection, and you were the only guy who called that. You've called the Federal Reserve for years, and you've been right on about that. Not many people do. That's the litmus test. If you don't have the balls to call it like it really is, and that's why I'm here with you. Because
okay.
I admire your guts. I think it's going to kill both of us in the end.
Probably.
I think it's.
Well, I'm 70. You know, it's not like I'm going to be around that much longer.
We're going to go down together.
Yeah,
but that's who the enemy is, and that's where the danger comes from. But that's it for me. I know you have other calls, and God love you. God bless Carol, bless Claire, and go from there.
All right, thanks an awful lot. You know, and my concern is if we obsess about one particular group, we might miss other players, and that would be very, very dangerous to do. All righty, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You got to love Peter's phone calls. I've been enjoying them for years. So you were talking about this, your gas bill, right?
Yeah.
And how much it's gone up. Now, Mike, did you look at how it's broken down?
No, I really haven't. It's actually was just, you know, Claire said, oh, my goodness, this has really gone up this month.
Because, you know,
which
here
is not
Canada,
unexpected. You know, we've had very cold weather, and we're having to rely on the heat.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, you know, here's first I'll say this. So up here in Canada, for instance, I'm looking at a gas supply bill for someone.
Mm-hmm.
And the gas supply charge was $462.53.
Mm-hmm.
The total charges for natural gas was $841.38.
Yeah, that's quite an uplift.
Oh, yeah. So there's customer charge, there's delivery, there's federal carbon charge, which is 32.2%, cost adjustment, and HST. Now, HST is a harmonized sales tax. It's the provincial and federal sales tax is harmonized. And here's the thing, when you were talking about redistribution of wealth, people in this country get a carbon credit check.
Mm-hmm.
It depends how much your income is, right? So if you when you do your taxes, that will determine how much you get back. And people also get back a harmonized sales tax rebate, and it's determined by how much you make, and you know kids and all that, right?
Yep.
Guess how many harmonized sales tax rebates I've gotten in my life.
Please inform us.
None.
Okay.
I've yet to get a carbon rebate, carbon tax rebate, because like you said, this sort of thing is socialism. It's a redistribution of wealth from the achievers to the underachievers.
Yes.
Plain and simple. Now, when I say underachievers, I'm not casting dispersions because some people, you know, it's a hard luck story. But usually, people are in charge of their own destinies.
Yes.
And at some point in one's life, you know, you realize that, hey, you know what? I've got the power to either screw my whole life up
mm-hmm.
or to make a big, big difference. And maybe that difference will happen, you know, for the whole country, maybe for the world, because people like that have existed.
Yes.
So this redistribution of wealth, there's one thing that can always be said, and that's that the hand that gives is always above the hand that takes. And once one is dependent, dependency is very hard to give up. It's an addiction.
Yes.
It's right up there, right? So I think in your country in the next year or two, because Biden's got a few left, and you never know, there might be some rhinos that might go along with this in Congress. I think you're going to be hit with a carbon, carbon tax charge.
Yeah, they're talking about that already.
Yeah, as if, you know, the taxes weren't high enough. Canada pays, like, on average, the average Canadian citizen pays on average, and this is average, pays like over 50% taxes. That's huge.
Yeah. It is
huge. And we don't really get anything for it, especially if you're looking in the news and see what's going on with our healthcare system. But you know what we do get? We get a lot of public debt. And it keeps growing. And it keeps growing. And it keeps growing. And nothing's being done. But you're used to that sort of thing in the United States.
Yeah, we are. But, you know, I remember that when the Bank of Canada was set up, it had to loan money to the Canadian government at zero interest to try and save money.
Or low.
But then I think Canada joined some economic group, and one of the requirements was that from then on the government of Canada would borrow money from other banks at interest, and that was kind of when the Canadian people were sold out.
Yeah, that was the G7. That was around 75.
Right. Yep.
And the first WHO bank showed up in, if I'm not mistaken, Edmonton, around 1981. Very first food bank of Canada. So that goes to show you what, you know, like some of these economic systems can do to a country.
It all goes back to the private central banking. It is designed to enslave a nation and people to debt. And there was this movie that came out some years ago called The International that had this wonderful scene in there where this banker is trying to explain why another bank was involved in gun running. And he said, you know, they're not trying to control the outcome of the war. They're trying to control the debt the war produces, because that's the real thing of value that comes out of a war, is the debt owed to the banks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And there's a big one brewing if things don't, you know, smarten up.
Yeah,
anyway, that's
so.
All I got. I appreciate your time, Mike.
Thank you very much. And we have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Layla in Canada. Layla, haven't heard from you in a while. What's going on?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I've been doing a lot of reading on different subjects, but what I'm calling about now is I want to agree with Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Although I also agree with you that to use a broad brush and say Jewish rather than the elite that has controlled Jews and exploited Judaism to make them servants as their basically their foot soldiers. I'm looking now at Al Jazeera and at an article about El Salvador where Nayib Bukele, whose grandparents came from Bethlehem, emigrated to El Salvador during the Ottoman Empire, as many, many people did because of economic deprivation. And he is now calling himself, boasting that he's the coolest dictator in the world. He has sent out, it's unbelievable. I mean, his name is really Nayib Bukele. I don't know what the original name would have been, but it was, as I say, his grandparents emigrated there, and he's done a lot in hiding his origins. But the problem is that he's also one of these people who went to the Western Wall in Israel and worshipped at it. Everybody who is a leader in any country goes to Israel to show, they go to the master to pay tribute.
Yes.
And it is, and Jews are basically indoctrinated from birth in believing that it is their God-given obligation, their inherent, spiritually inherent obligation to follow Zionism. It used to be called only political Zionism. Now they've morphed into religious Zionism. They're now referring to that so that those who were once religious and felt that Israel was a violation of the principles of Judaism is actually the fulfillment, which is an absurdity because the whole Old Testament was taken from a tribe that was not the Slavs that came from the area of Khazaria and Russia and Ukraine. They are the ones who were behind all this. And who's controlling them? He's reelected himself in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. That same influence has always been there. He's back in power, so we can continue to see the death and destruction of human beings and their economy. But right now, Bukele is bragging about the fact that he has surrounded a suburb of San Salvador with what this article in Al Jazeera is calling.
Okay, Layla, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm going to have to put you on hold. Do not hang up. Okay. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Let's sing and shout. Great. Let our voices ring out. Let the day go into next year. Celebrate, celebrate, let us celebrate. And as days pass on their way, share the gift from above, the power of love, so that every day's Christmas Day.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show. Here we're talking with Layla in Canada. And Layla, if you could pick up where you left off.
Yeah, I've got a theory on why all of this immigration is being allowed into the U.S. And it's based on the Zionist, the military Zionism, which is really what exists. There's no such thing as religious Zionism that's legitimate. It's just it's a propaganda label. Political Zionism is also not accurate. It is actually militant, bloodthirsty Zionism that is going to take over the world. And what I think the immigrants that are being brought in are being trained to go back to their home countries to take over. For example, this article in today's Al Jazeera, which is called Salvador's War on Itself, El Salvador's War on Itself, the author, Belen Fernandez, and Belen is Spanish for Bethlehem, says that the U.S. is shipping back Made in USA gangs whose members were shipped to El Salvador in order to take on these people. They've got 10,000 soldiers surrounding a suburb of San Salvador, the capital. My contention is that this is what the Zionists did when they took over Palestine. They found a lot of Arab Jews that they turned over to be their servants. They found a lot of Palestinians to betray their own people, to be essentially tools or they threatened them with one thing or another. When I was in Beirut in 1971, I was taken around and shown all the blown-out office windows where the intellectual heads of the Palestinian resistance had offices. They were receiving letter bombs.
Yes.
Essentially, the task has always been to kill off the intellectual leadership. Assassinations, they call it targeted assassinations or preemptive assassinations. But what it is, it's destroying those with the intellectual and charismatic capacity to lead a resistance. I think a lot of these immigrants who are being brought in, let's face it, the U.S. is Israel. It's Israel's farm team. That's where they've extracted money, blood, soldiers. What has taken Americans so long to recognize the vile action that the Truman administration committed by recognizing Israel the minute it was declared in 1948? Why have Americans failed to recognize the role of Louis Brandeis and Felix Frankfurter, who was Supreme Court justices and were also presidents of the World Zionist Organization way back in the day? Look them up. The U.S., even look up the beginning. I have to tell you, I've been looking at the history of the founding fathers that we've idolized, and I've been horrified at what I've discovered, and I've had to come to the conclusion that the founders, the so-called patriotic founding fathers, made themselves the leaders and became rich, not the ordinary American. They actually were busy killing off the buffalo, which was the source of food for the red Indians. And they were called red, by the way, because apparently they covered themselves in red ochre. It was Dustin who said something about how America took over a nation, and I called in to refute him. He's right. There's an excellent series called The Indian Wars, The Changing of a World, The Indian Wars on Prime Video. There's also another one called Chiefs. If you read that, if you watch those series, they're utterly astounding in what they reveal. Now, of course, they're biased. They're done from the perspective of the Native Americans. But
yes,
the very creation of the USA was soaked in blood, cruelty, sadism, and barbarism.
Well, that's kind of true on both sides. You know, if you remember, you know, the gauntlet and some of the things the Hurons were doing. The fact of the matter is that there isn't a square inch on planet Earth that's still in possession of its original owners. All of history is we're going to come over and grab your land because we think it's better than our land, and you can go live on the place we used to live. And that's unfortunately an inevitable part of the world's history. And the founding fathers were not all, you know, wonderful people, but they basically won the revolution, and that means they got to write the history books.
Yes. And I agree with you. I've always said from the very beginning that humanity is itself a predatory species. We prey on one another. There are times of peace. There are times when we allow our better selves to come forward. But there is in everybody, I think, the potential, given the right circumstances, to have a predatory nature. The problem is America was always, we've been indoctrinated into accepting the propaganda that was there about how America was manifest destiny. And that was what drove the killing of, millions of buffaloes were slaughtered in order to deprive the Indians of their food source. And that same tactic has always occurred.
Well, it wasn't that direct and simple. What it was is the cattle ranchers wanted to create a market for their beef cattle. And killing off the buffalo was a way of forcing people to come buy their meat at the local store. And, the cattle are much more docile than the buffalo. The buffalo tend to not want to stay inside the fences. So it was kind of more of a marketing thing. Anyway, Laylee, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. And I would like to clarify why I avoid the broad brush and say it's the Jews or the blacks or the Hispanics. Because at my age, I've met and worked with a lot of people, and I've known some very good Jewish people, some of whom really significantly helped my career. I've known a lot of really good black people, including one who just was a school counselor, just changed my life. And I've known a lot of Hispanic people, very down-to-earth, conservative type individuals. And that's why I really don't want to go on out with that broad brush. It's true that, powerful and rich people of the Jewish faith have a religious obligation to support their own kind. There's a tremendous tribalism. They do discriminate against non-Jews in hiring and so forth and so on. You're going to get attacked for saying that, but that's just the way it is here. But I really would rather talk about bad individuals than try and castigate an entire group of people who may not all be bad people. Okay, and maybe it's because I'm as old as I am that I've met so many individuals who break the stereotypes or break the assumed stereotypes. Anyway, 512-248-8252, we're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What is it, young man? And the young gal with you, Claire.
Y'all yes, she's across the hall matter. Working on music right now.
Oh, boy. What? Strike that tune, gal. Anyway.
Yep.
when I heard the gal just a few minutes ago talking about the history of various events and so forth, she nailed several things in order as far as why this occurred, why that occurred, and so forth, without getting ethnically specific. Obviously, Native Americans is one thing, but when you deal with other cultures, that's another, so I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
As far as the financial dealings that you touched upon earlier, yes, llama is going to be dished out to the various organizations or political heads and so forth, and yes, chances are a good bit of it's going to be coming out of people's tax money when they do their tax filing and so forth, mm-hmm. but a lot of that money is going to be coming from the Federal Reserve. It basically spits it out, hand over teacup, like crazy. So,
okay.
And as I mentioned before, even $1 billion plus dollars of what's been spit out to other countries outside of the U.S. would make the U.S. immaculate and brighter than a star to the rest of the,
yes.
To the rest of the world. And then even donate to other countries around the world to help them if they want it, for that matter. Not just mm-hmm. thrust it on them, but if they want it, give them the hand that they need, for that matter. Now, some people say, well, that's no way to run a country. That's no way to run the world. You need to have bloodshed. You need to have greed. You need to have fear. Excuse me, but where has that gotten us for the past 100, if not 1,000 years? I mean, come on. Get your brain out of the dirt in the hole like an ostrich and look mm-hmm. around you. It doesn't do you any good or anybody else any good. And for one thing, the people that are that greedy for blood and fear and so forth, they're going to have to deal with their own conscience when the time comes. And if they don't believe
well,
in karma,
a lot of these people don't have consciences. I mean, if they're true sociopaths, they don't care. They're unconcerned with the consequences of their action. But I notice those who are screaming the most for Russian blood are safe at home here in the United States of America.
Ironically, yes. And intentionally, you mentioned about that they don't have a conscience.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me wonder, are they possibly an android or just a clone?
No, they're sociopaths. They're mentally ill, and that's if you look at the clinical description of sociopathy, they make very good liars because they don't feel any guilt over anything that they do.
And they really shouldn't be in that position of authority over other people's lives. Then,
no, I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that one.
Y'all have fun. Take care.
All right, thanks. All right, thank you very much. We're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, first of all, I'm going to respond to Dwayne, who called in yesterday. Dwayne, don't call about HMOs, man. Call a business show. Remember, you cut off Dwayne yesterday, so I was like, he was talking about gay people, and he was getting too way out there.
I think he was just trying to make trouble for the station, and I have a drop button, and I'm not afraid to use it.
Well, Mike, Fleetwood Mac, there's that song, You Can Go Your Own Way. So, Dwayne, your empire ends at the end of your driveway, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
this country needs to learn your empire ends at your border or your driveway, you know. So mind your own business. Who cares, you know? I mean, like, there's a lot of other things to worry about in the world, you know. But, Mike, Pete's wrong on Ukraine. Like, it's basically a civil war that's been exploited by the West.
Yes.
As usual, like with the Sunni and the Shia, you know the routine, right? So, I mean, I don't want to go through the whole thing about Ukraine, you know. obviously I'm Ukrainian, so I mean I support Putin, and I'm not from the East Ukraine. But I mean, yes, there's Jewish oligarchs, but there's also non-Jewish oligarchs. So that's really, I mean, Poroshenko really didn't get along with Kolomoisky. Kolomoisky's got a lot of problems right now. You know, didn't some of his assets get seized?
I think so. Yeah.
By Zelensky, and that was his. He set Zelensky up in terms of his business partnership. So, hey, Mike, did you hear about Monaco? There's a lot of, like, Ukrainian license plates over there. A lot of Lamborghinis, a lot of Ferraris. And that's not the average Ukrainian driving those things, obviously.
No,
not the
no,
average American.
The people who can afford to get out of Ukraine are getting out of Ukraine. And, you know, the war is going to be fought by people too poor to move.
But, you know, Mike, some I know you mentioned... Well, you mentioned like that there was a poll done, and like there's no stalemate. Russia's going to win because your listener yesterday said it was a war of attrition. Yes,
yes,
it's a war of attrition and logistics. And
we don't
Ukraine
do good
has,
in wars of attrition. We didn't do well in Vietnam, and we sure did not do well in Afghanistan.
Exactly, and Mike, for every there's one artillery piece for Ukraine. And there's 10 to 15 for Russia. And it's an artillery war, a drone war, and a missile war.
Yes.
You know, it's the whole, remember the whole battleship aircraft carrier thing? Those are the past.
Yes.
Right? So you got hypersonic missiles, you don't need those. Like, why do you need an aircraft carrier unless you're an empire, you want to, you know.
You want to show off.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, those things don't really, they're not going to do anything with hypersonic missiles. I mean,
yeah,
you saw
in the age of smart missiles, you know, they're going to be targets. And I remember some years ago, there was this embarrassing situation where the Joint Chiefs called in the top Navy admiral and said, if we were to go to war with Russia or China, how long would our aircraft carriers survive? And he said, oh, maybe a week. You know, if you want them to survive longer than that, don't take them out of the port.
Well, Mike, remember the Cuban Missile Crisis? Like, now you can have a sub 250 miles off the shore.
Yeah.
A hypersonic, what, Zircon is a five-minute flight time to the Pentagon.
Yes, it is.
So then what's the use of, you know what I mean? Like, what's the use of
well,
the
no,
B-21?
The use of the aircraft carriers to go whoop on smaller countries that don't really have the ability to defend themselves.
What's the use of the B-21?
Well, you know, like I said earlier in the show, that may just be another boondoggle to funnel money to the defense contractors because, first of all, to low-frequency radar, it's not stealthy, and it probably carries a lighter payload than the B-2. It just seems to be, let's do an upgrade just for the sake of doing an upgrade. But so far, and yes, it's all top secret inside there, but I'm not exactly impressed with it.
Well, Mike, carry a lighter load, but why do they all have standoff weapons then? Like, why do you need a standoff weapon with these things? Don't they have 65 or 67 B-52s? They can be upgraded, right?
Oh, yeah, they're constantly being upgraded. I mean, it's one of Boeing's best ever airframes, and they just last forever. Kind of like the old C-47 or the Ford Tri-Motor. Most people don't realize the Ford Motor Company actually started an aircraft division, and they didn't build very many of those airplanes, but most of them are still out there working.
Do I have any time left? Because I'm...
Yeah, you got time.
And, Mike, you know, like the whole... You know... Well, it's cold in Europe, and it's getting real cold in
it's
Ukraine,
getting real
right?
cold, and yeah, it is.
You heard about the 200 T-90M that have been delivered to Lugansk, right? They're just like... So basically, there is an offensive coming. And,
yeah.
Yeah, you Ukraine's in a world of hurt, guys. I mean, it's just... They were never going to win. You know,
well,
this,
the West, primarily the United States, is using them like they did Vietnam. You know, it's really a war between the U.S. and Russia, and they're just doing it on somebody else's real estate. And, yeah, they don't care what happens to the Ukrainian people. They don't care what happens to the Ukrainian culture. It's just the latest boxing ring.
And you know where Zelensky's going to be? On a tarmac with his wife dragging the cash to the plane to head into Miami, Mike. Isn't that pathetic?
Yeah, there'll right? definitely be a bailout, and that does seem to happen a lot.
But, Mike, you know, Russia's not going to go past the Dnieper River. Pete will probably agree with that. So it's going to be up to that. And they got the long-range artillery. They got enough long-range standoff weapons to deal with Lviv and all those other places. I just don't see them going past that. There's no need to, because all the riches is in the east, right? You got...
Yes.
Most of the breadbasket is in the east, and so is the steelworks, right?
Yeah, where the industry is located.
Mike, have a good weekend. Stay safe, okay?
Well, I'll do my best here. And let's see. Let's go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Layla's call kind of got me triggered because you hear this a lot that America stole the land from the Indians, and that's, and then they use that, they'll say, well, I'm against Israel, and but I'm against America, and that means all the New World too, right? Mexico, Brazil, they all have the similar history.
Yeah, they do. Like I said, there isn't an inch of land on this globe that's in possession of its original owner.
Yeah, a key difference is if you look at population per square mile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many natives were actually living in Kansas or Nebraska or Oregon, you know, compared to population per mile of Israel and Palestine, you know, because they are literally going like house to house, like stealing neighborhoods that were already there.
Yes.
When people came to, say, Brazil or Cuba or Kansas, you know, there was a very, you know, I think they estimated about 2 million North American natives.
Well, they're revising that upward because archaeologists are discovering that just like you find down in Central America, there were very sophisticated communities that existed here in North America that built temples and
right.
Most of it's very hard to find because, erosion has covered it all over. But the North American indigenous people were nowhere near as primitive as has been conveyed in TV and movies and history books.
Yeah, I know that. I know there's like the Missouri Mound people. They think those people died off before.
Hopewells, the Chaco Canyon people, you know,
and the
Mississippians.
Aztecs, right, and the Aztecs were very, they had a good calendar. You know, you got to give them that. I mean, a lot of ancient history. But as far as...
Well, when you got a lot of agriculture, having an accurate calendar is definitely something you have to have.
Right. I see a lot of my immigrants coming to America now, though. I talked to a girl from Brazil that was basically like, you're a colonizer, and we have a right to open borders because you guys don't even have a right to exist anyway because Indians, you know? And it's like, well, what happened between Europeans and Indians 500 years ago, that's for us to determine. And there's very large reservations, actually, if you look at population per square. Say the Spokane tribe, the amount of land that those guys get in Washington is huge compared to the population that was there. And a lot of the northern tribes were actually migratory, so you'd have Europeans come see a huge plot of land that no one was there, nothing there, so they build a town, and then the Indians would come through and basically kill them all, you know, so it's not...
Yeah.
There was a lot of killing from the Indians, you know, they complained about the Trail of Tears, but that actually, if you look at the whole story of those tribes killing Europeans, like in Mississippi, I think.
Well,
there was
the Spanish
like
actually started it, you know, when they were in Mexico. Some of those Spanish conquistadors actually did come up into what is now U.S. land, and they engaged with the Sioux and lost. And that, of course, the Sioux you know, having that experience with Europeans, they were very, very cautious when more Europeans showed up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's to me, it's the hypocrisy of say, the Jewish groups like ADL or Southern Poverty Law Center calling everybody racist, or at the same time, they're committing genocide against the Palestinians. You know, that I think that's why people always bring that up. You know, it was kind of a...
Well, I love that comment that came out of the ADL that they had to destroy Kanye West in order to, you know, conceal the myth of Jewish power. I mean, you know, there's no Jewish power. We're going to destroy him so that people will go on believing there's no such thing as Jewish power.
Right.
Anyway, Dan, we're going to let you go here. We've got a commercial break to get through, and we have another caller waiting on the line, so we will be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central. And Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumer's house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Working two jobs, Ben's never seen the meat. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him, the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her.
welcome back to the show. Last segment of our program today, and we're going to go to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, did I ever tell you my family knew the Peltier family?
No, you didn't.
Well, actually, up in the Saskatchewan, we pronounce it Peltier.
Okay.
When Leonard got into trouble, the Peltiers that we knew, my family knew, actually drove down to, I think it's Montana. No, maybe, sorry, South Dakota, wherever it was.
Yeah.
They drove down there to try to help out. Obviously, they weren't much help, but nevertheless.
Another great injustice by our justice system.
Well, it goes back to Sitting Bull and the Little Bighorn. After the Little Bighorn, the Sioux tribe came up to the Saskatchewan to hide from the cavalry. And Canada gave them, what do you call it, amnesty, or not amnesty, they gave them shelter.
Yes.
So they settled in a place called Qu'Appelle, right?
Mm-hmm. So
those Sioux intermarried with another tribe there. I think it could be the Cree or the Ojibwa. I'm not just sure which one. But nevertheless, there's the connection.
Yes.
Now, the flat tops, the aircraft carriers, those are just things to get hit with missiles and then make a pretext, you see?
Yes.
That's not nice, but that.
Well, that's what FDR did with those old relic battleships at Pearl Harbor.
Well, yeah, see, this is it. It's the same old song, you know, all around the world, same song, you know, the Velvet Underground, or was it Digital Underground? But then Elon Musk, now get this. People believe that Elon Musk, with his neural network or your neural hookup to whatever it is you're going to be hooked up, is going to, let me get this right. Make the blind see and the lame walk.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now, let me get this right. Let me ask you, are there shots out there that are killing and maiming people?
Yes, there are.
So that's a fact, right?
Yeah, but Elon Musk didn't make those.
No, hang on now, hang on. Right, I get that.
Okay.
But if people are... getting people to believe that if you take the shot, hey, then you won't get to COVID, and then you're dropping dead. What? Why should I believe that they really want to help the people that are in need when, you know, actually what maybe they really want to do is to get rid of people? And that this is kind of a smokescreen in order to make, you know, somebody good look good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same old lie and deception.
James, I'm afraid I'm going to have to shut you down. The music is playing. We are at the end of the program here. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. And I don't know who's on the radio tonight. Mike is telling me right now. Anyway, spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please support RBN. They really need your help right now. And B is taking tonight's show with Roger Landry. So have a really good, safe weekend. And we'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Anymore, Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.